All right, I do this message. This is truly powerful. And I, you know, the experiences teach us the lesson. And interesting, I mentioned it and the person inserted themselves. And then I always go by my word and stuff. And you think, oh, I don't want to be myself. And you want to experience it with other people. You see what I'm saying? And this message here, like, I'm about to go on a little trip for, you know, a little trip. I'm not going to say too much because the person may listen to my stuff. But I was going on a trip. And at the time, I was like, oh, I would love somebody else with me and stuff like that. But now, today, and I was hoping that the person didn't answer or whatever. And look at this. I'm a little bit behind, but, you know, I had to upload a video, so I ain't tripping. This is really, really powerful. People can slow you down. You know what I mean? People can slow you down. You have to listen to what they got going on. They are adding their input. And I've been through this before. I went to Las Vegas and they were all in their rooms. They didn't want to go out and party and stuff like that. And I'm like, we in Las Vegas to party. When you're by yourself, you have inexplicable freedom. You go anywhere you want. You can talk to anywhere you want. You don't have to. You're not bogged down with other people's opinion. You don't have to listen to them. You don't have to. You're not going to be late. You see what I'm saying? You have to listen to excuses. You don't have to. Oh, this is good. This is really powerful. Where I had to. I should have asked them. What is your coins looking like? What is your money looking like? You see, that's my main thing. I should have asked them. You know, are you gonna pay your own way? This is good because I'm unsure that he's able to pay his own way. It limits me. Ooh, this is good. It limits me, and the type of person that's coming with me, it limits me from going to everywhere I want to go. This is good. People can limit you. And this is good. Sometimes you got to bring the right people who are fun, able to do things like you. Yes, yes, yes. That's true. But my point is, when you're by yourself, you have freedom. I understand why I'm alone and by myself. You have freedom to express life, to talk to different people. Add them into your circle. Invite them over. You see, now I have this other person. I can't invite a man over. You know, I block myself by inviting this person. You see, I'm kind of regret it, but it's really, really powerful. The next time I go on vacation, Aaron, go by yourself. You see, unless it's like a best friend and you know they're going to be fun, I want to go with my lover. I'm going to be honest. Oh, excuse me. It's weird that I don't just message that one to happen. I would like to go with a lover and stuff like that. Not nobody that you unsure if they can go to places and do the same things you want to do. You got to have a like-minded person. But go by yourself. Now I understand, you know, the reason why I said, sure, you come with. It's because you don't want to go by yourself. But when you go by yourself, this is good. Now I have to cut all my plans in half, and I'm going a little bit later right now because the person's not ready, and my phone, and oh, this and that, and this and that. You don't have to deal with that when you by yourself. You don't have to deal with that when you by yourself. You don't deal with nothing of their problems when you go do things by yourself. You know what I mean? You have freedom. I probably would have been gone. Been ready, been gone, been there. This is good. I want to go eat at nice restaurants and stuff. Now I have to ask them, do you want to go to these nice restaurants? And then on top of that, I'm going to have to ask them, do you have your own coins? Do you have your own coins? Because I'm going to go to nice restaurants and stuff like that. You know, I'm taking a trip and I'm about to have office asking, do you have your own coins and stuff like that? I'm going to make sure you have your own coins and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But anywho, but because they're probably limited, it's bogged down my trip, you see. So my point being, I'm not even explaining this message right. it's okay to do things alone. Okay, you have freedom. You're not going to be bogged down from anybody. This is good. If I'm going to bring a man over, honey, it's nobody going to be sitting there judging. You see what I'm saying? You know, ain't no judgments. If I want to talk to you, if I want to have sex in the bathroom, ain't nobody there to sit there, look at you crazy. And you know what I mean? Ooh, this is good. You can go anywhere. Ooh, this is good. My female friend want to go and travel with me and stuff like that. I probably will have to go to some of her events. And this is good. I went to one of their events, you see, but they're not going to be interested in my events. It's two different things we like to do and stuff. So, you know, it's like messing up what I want to do because we got to do what they want to do. It's that spirit. It's that spirit and stuff. So I've learned a lesson. Me, myself, personally, people like me understand it. You know, go places by yourselves, meet different people. I ruined my trip by inviting this person. You see, because you'd be like, oh, I don't want to go by myself. You see when I say, I don't want to go by myself. That is, and then I'm regretting inviting someone. You see what I'm saying? It's more fun. And it is like when you by yourself, the universe leads you to the right people. And it's going to be more fun. You have freedom to just go. Oh, this place is popping. Sure, I'll be there. Rather than this place is popping. Oh, I got to run it by my friend. And more than likely, if they don't have no coins, or they're not even a fun person, oh, I don't know them. You know, now you ain't going because you done invited this energy. You got to watch what energy you invite. This is good. If you're a free, carefree person like me, I see why spirit leaves you alone. I got it. I'm regretting inviting this person already before we got on the trip. I was like, I wish I went by myself. Why did you invite this person? You say, why did you invite this person? I'm regretting it. I'm absolutely regretting it. Well, hopefully we have fun, but it's a powerful message. You can't go to the restaurant by yourself, especially if you don't have nobody your level. That's fun and free like you. You see what I'm saying? I believe have like-minded people that go with you that says yes to everything. You see, they ain't going to drag you down. I get it. I got it. Knowing the type of person he, I'm like, Aaron, why did you do that? Why you invite him? Because I didn't have this message before. Before I had the mindset, oh, I would love somebody to come with me. You know, you think that you can explore and it'd be more fun. I'm about to do a quote. Things are more fun when you experience it with other people. But now I know that ain't true. That ain't not true. It's not necessarily all that true. And it ain't what it's cracked up to be, especially when you got people who don't want to do things, don't have no money, you know, or negative people. You see what I'm saying? It's not true with them. Okay? So it's great to go to explore things by yourself. You see, in this retrospect, in this example. So, wow, I've learned a lesson. I have a different viewpoint, a different thinking. Oh, I need to figure out how to wait not to invite the person. Okay, I feel like this is good. I will have more fun by myself because I go anywhere I want. Let's repeat that. I believe I can have more fun by myself. Because I can go anywhere I want. I feel like if this person don't have their coins together, it can be more expensive ass trip. Okay? Because it can be a more expensive ass trip because I had to pay that way too. Anywho, but let me go ahead and call them and make sure they got their coins together. All right. I'll talk to you later. Peace. Very powerful. Go places by yourself. It'd be more fun, like friends. I wish I could go by myself. Anywho, peace. All right, here's part two of this thing. Let me go ahead. I did a video form of this, but let me go ahead and do the audio form. You can tell it's going to be a poor experience when you're having a poor experience in the beginning. You can tell you're going to have a poor experience throughout when you're having a poor experience in the beginning. Oh, no, I can't do this. You have negativity. Oh, they're late. And that is this Mascari did that message. The late part. Think of this. Time is money. Time is money. So if they're wasting your time, they late, taking their time, this, that, and the third, you let them know ahead of time and stuff like that. Or they gave you this time period and they're not fulfilling the time period, etc., etc., etc. That is a sign. Because time is money. Okay? You know, I love this person because it's my phone is tripping. You know, I'm still getting dressed. I'm still taking a shower. And I left this. So I left them. And then I told you why. Because I'm getting all this. I'm ready to go. And I'm getting all this scrunchy-eyed and feeling bad and negativity in the beginning. So I just left them. So also, on top of that, he was wasting my time. I had to sit and wait on them. They're wasting your time. And this is good. Time is money. Okay. The longer I have to sit there and wait on them, when I get to the city, this is good. Like I told them, now I won't be able to go eat lunch. You see, now I'm gonna have to pay extra for something because I won't make it on time for something. You got to pay because you're not gonna make it on time. You don't have the full experience because you're not gonna make it on time. Now that is this part of this message. When you on time and you're prompt, you get more value. You get more value. You save more money when you are on time. Okay? If a person is wasting your time, they're slow, they're late, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. Now, I get it. I used to be like, why y'all tripping over 30 minutes? You see? Now, I get it. When you're late, it costs you. Oh, this is good. I remember it was a girl, she was tripping over being late. They're going to practice. That's why I'm like, why are you tripping over this? That's less time they have to do the practice to put in the work. You see, time is money. So when you're late, you'll be rushing and you're going to spend more money. You're going to have more headache. You're going to be late to things. People are more rude. Oh, this is good. When you're late, people are more rude. So, time is money. Time is money. I get it. I get it. When they're wasting your time, it's like they're wasting your money. Let's repeat. When they're wasting your time, it's like they're wasting your money. Because time is valuable. I used to be like, time is valuable because when you think of time, that's part of your lifetime. What are you doing with your time? That's part of your life. A heartbeat is 1 second. So that's big. Hold on 1 second. I've been down. This is my dream. Hold up. $3 combo. Hold on one moment. Anywho. It's part of your lifetime. It's part of your lifetime. So I used to be like, that's why time is valuable. But time is valuable because if they're wasting your time, they're wasting your money. It's like they're taking your money. You see. Yes, can I have the $3 bundle, double cheeseburger? With no onions. Huh? With no onions. Okay. And that would be it. And a cup of water. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. just want to eat. I'm trying to not eat too much, honey. They're wasting your time. You see, time is money. They waste your time. Remember that. They waste your time. I see why people get impatient. They get upset when you're wasting their time because time is money. Now, I used to not get, I'm like, what? Time is money? I remember that message and I had to delete it a couple of times. And then I finally did the time is money message. Now I get it. Time is money. Don't let people waste your damn time in all things. What if they sitting down and you feel like they waste your damn time? You did take that seriously and be mad and take action on that. All right, honey. Hope you received it. Peace. Bye, time wasters. All right, guys, I think I'm going to end the 2022 New Year series. Okay, because we got a new series coming up, and we're going to end it really powerful. I think it was one reminder and one big thing that I've learned that I'm doing, and I know it's going to manifest. I just know. All right, the first thing is, you know, I'm practicing semen retention. Oh, now I kind of see results from it. I'm getting the understanding, but I did the understanding, but I slipped, meaning when you slip, it's like you forget a little bit. Let's repeat that. When you slip, it's like you forget a little bit. Now, this message is going to be powerful because I haven't done a message in a minute, and that may be a future message. When you take a break, when you come back, you're going to have high energy. Let's repeat that because that's going to be a powerful future message in my future series. When you take a break, when you come back, you're going to be full, restored, tank full of gas, high energy, okay? You're going to be excited to do it again. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes when you burnt out, you're tired, it's boring, it's spontaneity and stuff. Not spontaneity, that's the wrong word. But you get what I'm saying? It's monotonous, that's the correct word. Take your break from it. Take you a break from it. And then when you come back, my advice is switch things up a little bit. You know what I mean? Switch things up a little bit. But anywho, two different messages there. But I like, take a break. Take a break. See, I'm high energy, you know, that I haven't done the podcast in a minute. Like a day or two. So anywho, so this message here is, the first part of this, like I said, I was practicing semen retention, and I get the appeal. Now I'm seeing some results. Now this is good. Instead of looking at porn and visualizing and you releasing it that way, however you release it with toys and stuff, move on the desire. The semen is your creative power. That's something I'm going to add because I did that semen retention and I'm going to bring it out for the masses. I sure have. That was really powerful. I'm going to find it and put it out in the masses in audio form, in video form. I'm going to do it. But it's your creative power. It's going to help you create. It doesn't, the semen not just helps create a baby. It helps you create things. It helps you create things. Use that. What ideas are you getting there? Let's just say it like that. What ideas? Use that to move on your ideas. Use that to create. Okay? And now let me go ahead with this message that I received, the first part of this, and let me double it down. I think I talked about this briefly a long time ago. Did a message, and I don't know what the name was, but let's go ahead and, you know, do not look at, I did it several times actually. Don't look at it. Do not look at, I'm going to say, in this one, temptation. You know, this is good. Porn is bad. Why? Because it ain't real. That semen is supposed to lead you to what is real. You're supposed to use it. You see, you're supposed to use it, not release it. You're supposed to use it, not release it. Okay? I think we, lot of men, I'm going to say men especially, is releasing it to a screen. Don't release it to a screen. Okay? You need to be using it and trying to release it in life. Release it not just with just sex. It's creative power, like I said. Release it within the things you're doing. Use that energy. It's like taking or watching Cobra Kai. Using your anger and your fighting. Use the sexual energy and your creativity in the things you are doing. But this message here is, stop looking at temptation. You see, I remember I asked, and I said, I shouldn't have looked at that. So sometimes you need not to go there. To the temptation. You need not to be looking at the temptation. Don't look at it. You know that you're going to mess up. So you know not to go there. Let's repeat. You know you're going to mess up. So you know not to go there. Don't look at it. Don't go to temptation. Don't look at it. It's like not looking at anything bad. It's like not looking at anything bad. But also, don't look at temptation. Don't look at it. You see, use that energy on the physical. Do not use it on the screen. All right, don't look at temptation. Don't go to temptation. Since I went left a couple of times, I may do that message in its own legs in the future. So stay tuned. Don't look at temptation. Okay? I know it'll be difficult, but just don't go there. I was like, if I stop going here, I won't mess up. In other words, if I stop looking at it, I know that that's a problem. So if I stop looking at it, in other words, stop going there, I won't mess up. Simple as that. Now, here's the power. The second part of this message here is this. You know, I do candles. I do incense. I got me some stones here. I wear my bracelets. You know, I'm extremely highly spiritual. And let me give you this. It works. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what people think about me. It works. I got another manifestation. I sure did with my methods that a lot of people don't have. And I don't get views but that's not to share my methods. I share some and they're sitting there with barely any views, but they work. I got another manifestation. Oh, thank you, God. And Lord knows I'm trying to share it with the people, but they're not giving me, but God, this is good. I'm about to do a message, real powerful. God keeps the ledger. That's going to be really powerful in the future. I'm going to write that down and we're going to do that message. God keeps the ledger. Okay. You may not get anything from people. You may not be getting what you deserve. You may not get your rewards. Keep doing what you should sit here to do, because people not keeping the ledger. God is. God keeps the ledger. And I've seen it so many times before. And he gives me what I need. God will give you what you need. Don't look to the people. God always gives you what you need. Okay? God will give it to you. Oh, I was like, I did my job and God gave it to me. Okay. But anywho, he done it so many times. God keeps the ledger. Stay tuned for that. So with all that spirituality and the things that I do and they work, all it's doing is programming your subconscious mind. I'm about to do another message called What is Your Underlying Belief? All the candles and the incense and the stones and all of that is shaping your belief. all it's doing is shaping your belief. And my thing is, now everybody is going that direction and teaching that, and it's to your, you can understand it, but this is new. What is your underlying belief? And all the candles and the stones and all of the magic and the spell work and all the programming, all it's doing is shifting and is making your belief stronger. My dreamers, what is your underlying belief? If you don't like your deep belief, in other words, your truth about whatever that is, you can change it. All you're doing is changing your subconscious mind. In other words, your deep down belief about it. Okay? You just need to keep telling yourself, you know how to, I think we all, if you listen to this, I think you know how to change your beliefs. All candles is doing is changing that subconscious belief. It's all that stuff is doing is programming your subconscious. Programming your subconscious. Now, it's waning moon. I haven't done no candles, but this is I think I got this one somewhere. All I did was, I don't know why I got this. I think I got this from a book. Is lay in the bed before I go to bed, and this is good. What my belief is, I have low energy, right? This is good. You can look at your prayers, and you can see what you believe. What do you believe? That's the big question. What do you believe? Okay, I believe I have, you know, at this moment, at this step, yesterday, what was I was going to pray for? I was going to get a yellow candle and pray for energy, right? So apparently I believe I don't have a lot of energy. So instead of getting a candle and setting up a ritual, all I did was, before I went to bed, I have high energy. I have high energy. I have high energy. Till I believed I have high energy when I went to sleep. My dreamers, all you do is just tell yourselves what it's supposed to be. Just change your mind. I didn't have to whip out no candle, no incense, no stones. You see, I didn't have to whip out no affirmations. All I did was say to myself over and over again what I'm supposed to believe. And I woke up today. I'm supposed to get some stuff done. So I got some curveball, and I'm supposed to still get this stuff done. I have high energy today. Why? Because I told myself that before I went to bed over and over again. And then before I went to bed, I can tell you this. Tell yourself things until you believe it. That's all the candle's doing. That's all magic is doing. That's all those rituals and incenses is doing, is shaping your beliefs. And if you, when you shape your beliefs, you shaping your reality. Because it's inside out. Okay? It's inside out. What you think is your reality. So you need to shape what you think, shape what you believe by simply just telling yourself things over and over again. Whatever you get of programming your mind. Everybody got different beliefs. If you got a belief you don't like, change it. You can change your beliefs. You know the words. Change your people, change your beliefs. In other words, your truth. And it's not a right or wrong. It probably not working with you. Like, for instance, that's a good example. Low energy ain't working with me. So instead of being like, oh, it's my body, is there something wrong with me? That's where people go. Start with your mind. Change your mind. God renews and renews and transforms us through where? Our mind. So if you change your mind, you change everything. Change your mind. You see, start with your mind. Program that mind. Program your, all that magic is doing is programming your subconscious. So why don't you go straight to the source? Okay, go straight to the source. By all I did, I didn't whip up no candles and do all my little stuff. This is good. All that stuff is powerful because you're actually doing action and movements and you working with the fire and it's physical. But all it's doing is programming your subconscious mind. That's all it's doing. So you can, I did, it's like I sat there and did a whole candle ritual, just laying in the bed, saying over and over again, I have high energy. I have high energy. I have high energy. I did a whole candle ritual. So I believe in candles because it's honey. I manifest. And I manifest because I believe in what I'm doing. And that is all about your belief. My dreamers, what do you believe? If you don't like what you believe about it, you can change it by changing your subconscious mind. Telling yourself the different thing over and over again. It's powerful to do it right before bed. It's powerful to do it when you wake up in the morning. Okay? So, change your mind. You change your ways. Change your mind. You change your ways. Change your subconscious mind. You can do it. I'm about to, someone say you could, if you know, you can pray. I'm be standard and go by the book on this. You can change your mind. Just go straight and just change what you believe. Try to change what you believe. If you change what you believe, you're going to see different things. You're going to get different things out of life. Do you understand? You can go straight to the subconscious and change it. Okay? I have high energy. I didn't have that belief yesterday, but today I got that belief. Yeah, see, I was like, oh, I'm low energy. I'm still not doing things. And then I went to bed. I have high energy. I have high energy. Now I woke up today doing this message, and I feel like conquering the world today because I, and that was just one day. So imagine, imagine if I do that every night. So I had to share this tip and leave this, not just for you, but for myself too. You can program your subconscious mind. You don't have to do all of that. Because all of that, all it's doing is programming your subconscious mind. You know, that's why I just want to leave for myself and for you, my dreamer that's listening. All of that is just programming your subconscious mind. What you truly believe. Okay, you have a need, you're pulling out this candle and your incense and your stone. I need this. You're doing all that. Why? Because you believe you don't have it. In other words, you're not believing. You see. So all it's doing is making you believe. Changing those limiting beliefs. You're coming in that with that need. I believe and know that you have limiting beliefs about it. But what's mine? I have low energy. I'm seeing that my actions, I'm not really doing the actions. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. Look what I'm doing. You see, yesterday, I had a victim mentality, you see. But I sat there and all I did was tell myself new things. Tell myself new truths before I went to bed. And now I feel like I have high energy. You see. I'm programming my subconscious mind. What I'm telling myself. Okay. That's what you need to do. Anywho. I done made this much more deeper than what it's supposed to be. Okay. I hope you received that. I'm going to end it here. I'm going to keep talking about this. Go straight into programming your subconscious mind. Changing your truth. If you don't like that truth and what it's giving and what it's doing in your lives, you can change it. Tell yourself something else. Like, for instance, low energy. What? Say the opposite. I have high energy. I'm struggling with my weight. I have great shape. You see, even if it's not a reality, you need to program your mind. And also, ooh, this is good. There's a thing about, I read something in my book. Aaron, know what it is? You wishing for these things. You're doing this spell work. I have this spellcasting book, and you're doing this spell work and everything, but you're not doing the physical thing in your lives. That's how things, you know, not backfire, but I'll go ahead and talk about that. That's coming. That's gonna be really powerful. You doing this magic. Well, I'm gonna say what the reader said. You're doing this magic and stuff, but you're not doing anything to help it in your lives. That's why, you know, things not backfire or ricochets. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't happen the way the constituent wants, and they're wondering what, because you're not helping it. You got to kind of set up your lives. He said it has to be enchantable, meaning your lives, it has to be an opening or a way for it to work in your lives. You got to help it in the physical. You got to help it. You want this lover, but you always in the highs. They're not going to just show up at your doorstep. Do you see? You're always in the highs. So you can't ask for a lover and get this lover if you stuck in the highs and not going out. You see what I'm saying? That's the example. But anywho, let me stop going left. You can program your mind. You can go straight into the program. All magic is doing is programming your mind. And you can program your mind. I just did it last night. Anywho, I got things to do. I'll talk to y'all later. Peace. All right, you guys. So I usually get like downloads. I love walking my dog. I love being in nature because I get downloads. This is called the Hell High Water Method. The Hell and High Water Method. Excuse me, I don't have the mic, but this is really, really powerful. This is a method. I remember I used to hate going to school. And you know what's weird? I had many reasons why I hated going to school, right? But one of the reasons was whenever it's super, super cold, I had to walk maybe 3 miles. 3 miles to get to school every day. In the meantime, you know, I had a parent that would just sleep and they could have gave us a ride. But anyway, they had to work, so I gave them an excuse. Be you. So I had to walk about 3, maybe 4 miles to get to school in the cold. And at that time, I know I'm in the southern city, Houston. At the time, it was super cold. Oh, it used to reach about 30s and be like ice and like the white stuff on the ground. It was that cold, and I hate the cold. I thank the Lord all the time that He made me born in a southern city. You see, I can't stand the cold. Okay, so anywho, but I had looked forward to something. I looked forward to someone. Someone that someone made me go to school, but that is not this message. You know, I have, this is what I do. I remember that message from years ago, whereas I was working the job and I had to get these heavy luggage and I had to put the luggage on the bus. I had to put the luggage on the bus, and I was a, you know, slim, skinny young lady. Okay, honey, I may look like a guy, but honey, I'm a lady in the spirit. And I was, and then I sweat easily, and I had to do all that luggage and with no help. Okay, and I used to do that trip periodically, well, quite a bit, and what got me through that. And then sometimes I remember the Flix trips, it's like coach or whatever. I had to do the luggage there as well. Tough jobs, any type of tough job. I thank God every day I never had to go into restaurants. I had to serve food, be a waiter, and deal with that. But I imagine any type of tough job, you see, you're being a servant. You're being, you know, God loves and appreciates servants, serving him. Okay? And this is truly, truly powerful. While you're in the midst of doing the tough job, imagine what you want. Come on this way, Paula. Where you going? Let's go. Imagine what you want. You see, what I call this message? Hell, high water or something. But I'm just going to go with the point. Imagine what you want. You see, and keep, you know, even though it's cold or you're dealing with something, you're doing a tough job. That will make you get through it. But that's not this message. Just keep imagining what you want and thanking God what you want. What you want. Thank you, God. Every luggage I did, I said, thank you, Lord God, for this. Thank you, Lord God, for this. Thank you, Lord God. That's because don't say it on the outside. They're going to look at you crazy. But say it on the inside. Say it on the inside. I forgot the name of this message. But let me just stick to the point. You know, keep imagining what you want and what you want God to do in your tough job. You over here serving the people. Maybe they're rude. They didn't say thank you. I gave to somebody. I'm not getting what I want. You know, you know what I mean? What I did was I gave to you, Lord God. I want this. You know, just keep saying what you want in the midst of you dealing with the tough. You know, I had a job that I hated. I had to deal with their shit, treating me bad. Tough jobs. Okay, Lord, why you put this man right here? I'm going over here. Okay. Tough jobs. Hi. You going this way? I guess he was trying to talk to me. Tough jobs. This message got a lot of interruptions. What is he trying to do? What is he doing? Tough jobs, any type of tough job. And then a dog acting up. What are you doing? What you doing? What you doing, Apollo? But what are you doing? Apollo, you cold? That's why you acting this way? I guess he cold. Just keep putting the energy to what you want. He cold. That's probably why he acting this way. Put the energy to what you want. Okay? How you doing? Guess he cold. That's why he wanna go back in. Good evening. Ooh. Lord have mercy. Ooh, got some food. Ooh. Hold on, you got. Ooh, thank you, Spirit. See, look what I did there. Okay, come on. Oh, thank you, Spirit, for that, too. All right. See what I just did there? So, it was better in my head. When you're doing a tough job, you're doing something you don't want to do, you did something right for Spirit. You see, you did the right thing, even though you didn't want to do it. You didn't get what you want. You're doing something tough. Let's just say something tough. You keep saying to yourself, I remember I would keep, it was like I was praying when I was doing that luggage. I was sweating and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, this is what happened. Say, keep saying thank you, Lord, in your tough positions, jobs you don't like. You see, and keep envisioning what you want him to do in your lives. So let me tell you what happened. I was in that horrible job and God knows, honey, I'm going to be real with it. This is the testimony. Money flooded.
from the tough job. The universe made it way where I gotten double for my trouble from that horrible tough job that I did. Period. Period. I gotten it on the back end. I gotten my energy that I put in. Heck, I gotten a blessing for the wrong they did to me. I got it on the back end. I believe because I kept sending out the energy because I was struggling. I didn't see anything, but I kept working, kept being diligent. I kept being good, kept doing my thing. Even though I didn't see nothing at the time, I said, thank you, Lord. This is what I want. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the money. Now I don't have to work. I kept sending that out. I don't have to do this no more. Okay, I kept sending that out. And standing here doing this message, I don't have to do those things anymore. I remember I used to work for Lyft. I didn't want people in my car. I really didn't want to. Lord knows I didn't want the people in my car. Lord knows I did not like putting on them gas mileage in my car. I mean gas and all that mileage and wearing down my car. I appreciated my car. And apparently Uber Lyft didn't appreciate your car. They didn't want to pay you for your car. They didn't pay you enough. And you got that wear and tear on your car. And I kept talking to the Lord. Lord God, thank God I don't have to do this. Lord God, I don't have to do this. In the meantime, I'm driving the people. You know, they don't see it, but I kept praying. Thank you, Lord God. I don't have to put no wear and tear in my car because you know I love my car. You see, and I'm standing here today. Don't have to do no Uber Lyft. I just was 2 days ago was looking at the app and was about to delete it. And I'm about to delete it in the mighty name of Jesus because I never will go back. Thank you, Lord God. I never have to go back. Amen. So, look what I'm doing here. You know, that's a good, powerful thing. That's something powerful I'm listening back to and be like, oh, you can do that too. But during hell and high water, there's high water, you see, and you just need to go through it and talk to the Lord while you're going through. Talk to the Lord. I know it's tough. I know you don't like it. Keep talking to the Lord. That's going to help you. I did that message before. It's going to help you get through it, number one. And you're sending out the energy of what you want. You know, I remember I went through some shit. And man talking to me crazy and everything. I just kept saying Nintendo Switch. I want my Nintendo Switch. That's when Nintendo Switch was about 6 months old. And I was like, my Nintendo Switch. You know, there were jobs that kept calling me for. I didn't want to do. But I kept saying Nintendo Switch. I said, sure, I'll do it. You see, they buses was hoopty, kept breaking down. But while they were breaking down, I just was like, I was happy. It makes you happy in the tough times when you think of the things that you want God to do. You see, even in love and stuff, you're not getting what you want. Thank you, God. You give me what I want. I just did that today. I just did that today and gave an offering when a guy was not giving me. I gave him what he wanted. He ain't give me what I want. Okay. So that's what you do in your tough times. Keep talking to the Lord while you doing the tough thing he is having you to do. Talk to the Lord while you're doing a tough thing he's having you to do. And it's like, I'm going to be honest, you're humble, you're generous, it gives you something to look forward to, and God will pay you back. Stay tuned for the powerful message. God holds the ledger. He has the ledger. There's so many times, you know, I feel like I wasn't getting anything from the people. I wasn't getting what I deserve. And it's a testimony. Like, God paid me back. God paid me back. It is so true. But anywho, I'm done with this message. I'm listening back to it. We'll see if this going to come up. But send out the energy. Why are you doing that tough grunt work you don't like to do? Keep talking to the Lord. brought it. You see, send that energy to the Lord. Keep thinking about what you want him to do and keep thanking him he done did it while you're doing that tough job. You're going through that tough step. Okay? I hope you received it. Peace.
All right, guys, this is going to have to be my last message in the Alone, the Free. I made it like a little mini series, so this is going to be the last message. This is truly powerful. There's a lot more powerful messages than this, but this came through an experience. Life can teach you the lessons. There's two things that I gotten just in. Oh, somebody hit me up from my past. Not from my past. It's just the past. Went out to the club and changed numbers and a while ago, he back again, and I appreciate it. I really do, and I need something. God knows, and yes, he's talking a good game. Yes. So this is good. Treat people. That's gonna be a great, powerful message. Aaron, write this down. You don't know what to do. Treat people how you would want to be treated. Treat people how you would want to be treated. Oh, this is so good, because you're going to get, you probably, that's a test, because you're probably going to be in the same position. Pass that test, because you're probably going to be in that same position. I remember I was, a while ago, I was flippant, but I felt it, and then I was apologetic when I brought up another guy when I was with a guy. And I knew to not do that again. Here I am with this guy here and everything. And this is good. This is going to be this message. The conversation is going that direction. Your words have power. This is good. Let me continue. This is really good. You about to get it. I'm going to put this out. That conversation was going that direction. And I honor my word. I was thinking in my head when I got up this morning, you know, I may be late, but I always honor my word. Okay, I'm trying to get quicker, but I always honor my word. When my word is true, when I say something, I do it, especially this year, 2022, and the last couple of years. When I say something, I do my damnness, and I strive my hardest to do what I say. I don't take my words lightly. Okay, if I say it, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna do all I can. If I'm well able, well equipped. If I'm not able, not equipped, I probably won't say it, because I did that message, and one of my most powerful messages. Don't get no views, no listens. Your words, I know this. Your words have power. Your words have power. So me and him is messaging, and it's going that direction. I'm ready for him. God knows. I don't. And this is good. I was thinking in my head. This is good. There's another big tip. The ethereal, do not tell people the ethereal. Don't tell people, you know, I asked for this. I prayed for this. That spirit, don't do that. I chased away some couple of guys or some couple of people. God, this is God right here. You know, when you say that, that's going to be a big, powerful message as well. I'm going to write that down. Don't bring in the ethereal, or else people going to think you're loony or crazy. Keep it physical. Keep it tangible. Keep it real. Keep everything real. Don't bring up the ethereal and the woo-woo unless they're super spiritual. And also, you gather and garnered enough trust, you see. If they just meet you, don't be too ethereal. Even if they are a Christian, they believe in God. Don't be too ethereal. That turns people off. I'm getting the spirit. I noticed it in my past. It turns people off, you see. Anywho, this is divine connection. All of that. That ethereal woo-woo. I know you believe in it. I believe in it. You know I'm highly spiritual. Look what I do. But don't bring that into friendship, relationship, all things. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it tangible. That's a big, powerful message coming soon. So, this is good. So I was like, I'm feeling that in the spirit. Feeling the spirit. Don't tell them good in the spirit. And this is good. We're messaging. It was going that direction. And I'm just say this way. He was like, so he asked me that question, and I was like, since, you know, last year, you know, I haven't did anything since last year, which was December. And he brought up, he did something just a couple of days ago. I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. You know, bringing your New Year rights and everything. And he kept it the going, bringing up this other entity. Okay. And I, and this is good. Not too long ago, I had brought up, you see how that's going to be a good message. But anywho, he brought up someone else. And then it was, I'm going to say, it was, I was like, okay, dot, dot, dot. You know what I mean? You're not going to get at me that way. He bringing up other people. This is good. That's lesson number one when you're talking, dating, and or even just having fun with another person. You don't bring up another person. You don't bring in another entity. You see, that's level one, you know, strike on the play. He fucked up. You see, now this is good. Based off the words, I honor my word. I was like, yeah, you come over, give me my address, and we can chill, we can hang out, we can do our thing. You see what I'm saying? But he fucked up with his words by bringing in another person. Mentioning another person. And I didn't mind it. I let it go. But he continued on with the next message. This is good. I was like, that's cool. You brought in your New Year. That's fine. You brought in that New Year there. But my New Year, it was I didn't have nothing in there. And my last time was December. You see, he should have went there. But he didn't. He chose not to go there. He chose to continue on with this other person. And I didn't even look at the message. I'm mad. You see, and you know, that we're not in a relationship, but that's nasty and it's disrespectful. You see what I'm saying? My dreamers, it's disrespectful to bring up another person when you're talking to this person. You're talking to me. It's disrespectful to bring up. I don't care if it's just fun, sex, friendship. You know, you try to talk to me that way. Even if it's just sex, don't bring up another person. It's highly disrespectful and stupid. It's disrespectful and stupid. So this is good. Because of these words, even in a message, unless he apologizes or recants what he done said and could get back to focus on me, okay? Because this is good. Based off what he done gave me and everything, based off the message he done gave me, I'm like, you can go to whoever you was messing with before, because obviously you're thinking about them, that they're all in my messaging. Okay? You keep bringing them up. So you might as well go back to them. Okay? So don't do stuff like that. See, you know, it then ruined the future with that mistake. Based off the words, that's gonna happen in the physical reality. You see, depending on the person, so maybe somebody don't care. But honey, I value myself and I respect myself to have anyone come and disrespect me. That was very disrespectful. You trying to talk to me, even if it's just sex. You bringing up another person, unless it's like a threesome or something, I agree to that. You need not to be bringing up another person. I find that to be very nasty, very stupid, and disrespectful. You're not going to disrespect me. And because of that, he done ruined, based off those words and that mistake of the word, keep bringing up that second time he brought up. I was like, okay, that's it. I let it go the first time because we talking fun. Maybe sex. I'm going to be real with it. Fun and sex. So I let that go the first time. But you brought him up again. That's a no-go. I'm disrespected. And that was wrong. That is absolutely wrong. So because of those words, that mistake he done did, or whatever, he done messed up his chance with me. You see, this goes to show, your words have power. Watch what you say. Watch what you type. You see what I'm saying? Watch what you type. What is your intention? His intention was to get at me. but you bringing up someone else. You know, he's not focused. He's not focused if you're sitting there bringing up somebody else. That's very disrespectful. I'm like, you go on to that somebody else since you keep thinking about them and bringing them up in my messaging. Okay? So that is this message. Your words have power. You need to watch what you say. You need to watch what you say because it ruins the physical thing of the future. Because he brought up this other person, obviously it wasn't that great if you're sitting there trying to talk to me. You say you want something else. I don't know what you want. You're not saying that. You're bringing up this other person. Okay. You can't talk to me while bringing up another person. Okay. So that is this message. That is this message. He ruined that future. My dream is don't ruin your future with your words. Maybe your future wife or your future husband sitting there, they're watching you. They're listening to you. They're listening to you talk. And oh, this is good. You sitting there, you're single, but you're sitting there. This is why lies are bad. You're single, and your wife, your future husband, your wife is sitting right in front of you, and they're honest with themselves. I'm really looking for somebody. You know, oh, this is good. This happened to me recently. I know the person's single. You see, and I. When you're honest with yourselves, oh, you're gonna be blessed. I was in a position, whereas I was like, I just stayed by myself, just me and the puppy, and I got this big old apartment, and you know, I'm single, and I'm really, you know, I would love to meet somebody, and I don't know, I was just going on with it was a better spiel in front of another single guy that possibly I could be interested in. I like the body type. You see, and he's pretty cool, and he shared a lot with me, so I shared that with him, and as I said it, he was walking away. He was assisting the people's luggage, but I'm taking it as, you know, he's not available or interested. You know, people can tell with your actions too, you see, or the lack of things you say. People are really paying attention. Especially if there's a need or a desire and there's an opening for it, okay? I had an opening. I'm single and I'm all for fun. But I know damn well not to bring up another person when I'm having sex with them. Even if you're having sex, that's stupid as hell to bring up another person. Unless it's an agreement of threesomes and you guys are having that discussion and that agreement. You don't bring up, it's stupid to bring up another person, okay? So, because he did that, and your words have power, okay? I'm looking at your words. You see, because he said that, he typed that mistake, he done ruined any chance, possibly ruined any, he got to fix it. He got to fix that. I let that go the first time, but you brought up the person again. And he then talked about the person's booty. They booty. Okay. That's a no-go for me. So that means everything was going until he fucked that up. Now it's based off the words. This is good. Based off of his words, now it's a no-go. Because what he done did, he done fucked it up with his words. My dream is don't fuck shit up of your future. You see, your husband may be sitting up, but you done fucked up with the word. Oh, I'm with somebody and I'm smashing them every day. You not doing that. Trying to make yourself feel good, but you done fucked up. Now they thinking, they done probably accepted a lie as truth. You sitting at the table crossing your soulmate and you lying. Oh, I'm fucking and smashing. They think you're a hoe. And then that now they be like, well, he's not available. Spirit, they're unavailable. They're telling me they're unavailable. And you're sitting across that person who thinking that is your soulmate. You done fucked that up. You done fucked up that great future with your words. And that person don't want to be problem. This is good. If you're that person, don't be mad. You don't want to be with a liar. In other words, somebody who don't know themselves. and someone who knows, if you know yourself, you're going to tell the truth. You don't want to be with nobody ain't truthful. And if they're telling the truth, you don't want to be with no hoe. Okay. You know, I'm a freak and I'm a hoe in the bedroom. God knows. You see what I'm saying? But I'm not disrespectful. You see, I'm not all over the place. They're all over the place. They're not focused. Ooh, that might be a future message. A hoe is not focused. They all over the place. You see, they go with the wind blow. Okay. You know, it's okay to have fun in the bedroom. Explore like the Scorpio. Do your thing. But don't be sitting out there lying and be truthful. But anyway, I'm going left. Because of the words, this is the fine example of words have power. Because of his words that he sent me, he done ruined, you know, the sex in the future. I was about to give it to him, honey. I sure was. Until he brought up somebody else. I was like, okay. I'm disrespected. You done ruined it. You need to fix it. But now, how he gonna fix it? He has to give me a genuine apology. And then he needs to send her energy right back to me. He needs to focus. Okay, he needs to focus. Okay. See, he has to fix the situation because he done fucked up the future with me with his words that he done typed. And this is good. He decided to type that. Okay. My dream is don't decide wrong. You see, he going to, this is good. He trying to talk to me. Obviously, he needs something. I don't know what he needs. He hasn't even said that because he done fucked it up by going left. Now he going the wrong direction. Because obviously, that person don't want you if you're not with him. Or it didn't work out if you're not with him. Now he here with me bringing up something that didn't work. It's a lot to it. It's a lot to it. Now you done fucked it up with me. So you gotta be smart with your words, with your even messaging people, what you're posting on Instagram, what you're putting up. Be smart with your words that you type. Be very smart. Be cognizant of your words because they have power, because that's gonna be your future. You see, we were about to get it in, honey. I'm about to give it to him, honey, until he brought up another person. He just fucked up the future between me and him. All right, so don't do that. Your words have power, because that's just what's going to happen more than likely in your future. Hope you received it. Peace. All right. So, comb of your words. I may edit that to it be a short, succeed message. That'd be really powerful. Watch those words, because watch those words. Oh, it's so powerful, because your words, you know, the conversation is the like the way you're going. And if you fuck up the conversation and stuff, it's like speed dating, and you answer the wrong way or you say the wrong things, you don't, that person would think, well, I don't see a future with them. You see, you may ruin the future with your words. It's like you cuss somebody out. Oh my God. Like you have a job with this boss and you cuss them out. And even if you apologize and that boss still gonna be there, you done ruined, you done made your job life a living hell, or you just fired yourself. You're going to be fired in the future because they're going to do their damnedest. They're going to do all they can. And this is good. They have the power and authority to fire you. So more than likely, you cuss them out. Even if they don't fire you there, they're going to fire you in the future. Comb over your words. Don't mess. You got to think before speaking. Think before typing. Think before writing. You know, it's just like these rappers, and they foretell their death and speak their death in these rap lyrics. You have to write it and then they got to get in the booth and speak it. So don't put any, what you call that, don't put no negativity over your name, over your life. You see, comb over those words. So that was a real powerful message, and I like what I said. This is this message. Be truthful to yourselves. Be honest with yourselves. I love that part. Here's this message. I'm going to keep that message up because within it, this message came from it. Be honest with yourselves all the time. Know yourselves. You know yourselves better than anybody. You know your body better than anybody. You know your body better than anybody. You know yourselves better than anybody. So it will serve you and it will bless you to be honest with yourselves. Okay, let me give you this example. I'm feeling chemistry from a guy, and I can tell they like me or something. And I asked them, you know, what's your orientation and whatever, and they tell me they're straight. They tell me they're straight. Of course, me being gay and knowing who I am, because I tell and I express that everywhere I go, you see, I'm gay, and I'm interested in a guy, and they tell me they're straight, I'm going to be what? Hurt. Hurt. You see, and I'm going to back off. And this is good. I'm single, and they probably be single, but this is good. This is good. Like I said, they may have gave me chemistry, show me interest and stuff, but maybe they're not honest with themselves. They may be interested and gay, but because they're not honest with themselves, they out their mouths, they say they're straight. They done pushed me away. They done pushed me away because it signified to me they're not interested. But deep down, they're lying to this. Maybe they're DL. That's why DL is bad, because they're lying to themselves. That's why DL down low is bad, because they're lying to themselves and they're lying to the world. They're not going to be truly happy because they can't express themselves. They can't be who they are. They will never have freedom because they're not themselves. They have to have a fake, what is that? They have to have a fake persona. They have to be fake. What it signifies, fakeness, lying. I can't stand a liar, but that's a liar. A liar, all they are being in doing is not, deep down, they're not honest with themselves. Keep it moving, pray for them, and my dreamers, you be truthful. Always be honest, because you're going to get blessed. It's like life is going to shape and mold for you when you are honest and truthful to thyself, and that is on period. That's all, folks. That's all, folks. AMC Silence is Golden. Take that in. I believe you will get a blessing when you know yourselves and you're honest with yourselves. Like, for instance, me being gay. It's not serving me yet, okay? But I know it will, because I know that's who I am. I take pride in who I am. And I know I'll get a blessing for being honest and truthful to the world. I want a gay lover. I am gay. Be honest with yourselves. I know you're finding out things about yourselves. Be honest in those truths too. Be truthful and honest, and things will work for you. It's not just, I think where everybody knows now, lies covering lies, and you got to cover up those lies to cover up this lie. Yeah, you get that, but a liar is just not honest with themselves, you see, and they're going to have a life of misery. I think a lot of people have a life of misery. It's because they're not honest with their problems, with their selves, with who they are.
relationships with other people, they just keep lying. Paulo, you want to make all this noise while I'm on this message. So be honest with yourselves. You're going to get a blessing. You're going to get your blessing. It's like an example. You're sitting across from your soulmate, and you're sitting in line that you're smashing everything. Smashing means have sex with everything. Try to make yourself look good, and you're lying. But sitting at the table could have been your possible soulmate. They were interested in you. They thoughts of you, dreams about you. And now they're across from you, and they were about to shoot their shot. But you sitting there talking about you smashing everybody, and it ain't true. That's probably, ooh, this good. That's probably why they sitting right across from you. The universe done put your soulmate right next to you. And you're talking about smashing everything. You are smashing everything. Not being truthful and honest to yourselves, lying to others, trying to make yourself feel good. Whereas what made you feel good is sitting across from you. But because you're doing all that lying, that person gonna think, number one, you're a hoe. Number two, you're unavailable. Okay? So you need to be honest with yourselves. Be vulnerable. So if that person be like, I'm single too. Now, okay, that person across from you be like, I can shoot my shot. Okay? Because they're available. They may be interested in me. But they smashing all the hoes. They be like, well, I got to compete with all them. I want somebody who has time for me. Who will love me. And how they know that? Because they know themselves. They're honest with themselves. They're truthful. But being truthful with yourselves is a level of vulnerability that some people don't share. They don't share. They don't want to be vulnerable. So they rather finesse, lie, be fake. My dreamers, that's a life of misery. You're chasing away good things in your life. God probably bless you with so many good things. And they lying to themselves. You see, be honest and truthful with yourselves. This is good. When you're honest and truthful with yourselves and you're honest and truthful with everything, express yourselves. Be honest and truthful. Like, for instance, I know if I'm in presence with someone I like and I shoot my shot and they turn me down, I'm happy. Why? Because I was honest and truthful. I'm expressively gay. You know, they know I'm gay. So I'm coming out with the truth. I have the truth on the table. My dreamers, have the truth on the table. Tell them how you feel. Okay? Even if that person lies to you, at that moment, at that heartbeat, you was honest. You will get a blessing for your honesty. You will, Aaron, when you listen back to this, my dream, when you listen to this, you will get your blessing. Keep being honest. Keep being vulnerable. Keep staying in the truth, even if it doesn't sound good and the masses think you're weird or crazy or you think you're being vulnerable. Keep staying in the truth. I'm single. I'm here with the puppy. Got this big old place. I would love to share my life with another entity. Even if it's not in front of the people, say the truth in front of God. Be honest. I would love to share my life with someone who's on my level. This is my truth. And my dreamers, speak it to yourselves. Speak your truth to yourselves. Speak your truth to God. Okay, and speak your truth to others. Be vulnerable. That hurt me. I did not like that. Even if they don't accept it, they don't care. Okay, be truthful. Be truthful. Anywho, speaking of being honest, let me message this real quick.
So somebody offended me, and I messaged them. I said I was gonna be honest a year. I did not like that. All right. But anywho, I'm done with the message. I hope you received it, honey. I hope you received it. So be honest with yourself. You're going to get a blessing. You're going to get a blessing when you're honest with yourselves. All right. Hope you received it. Peace.